Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey, sports fans, BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB to golf to the NBA and NHL playoffs. Get the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams, and you can get the latest odds, lines, including the latest matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head on over to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, it's where the game starts. You know, here on the ML Sports Platter, I like to cover a wide range of topics. Even during your team's offseason, there's always a story to break, right? Including free agent signings, coaching changes, draft picks, and more. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you'll know I'm a proud Bonnie. St. Bonaventure University gives its students a solid foundation and has trained many journalists that you know and love from ESPN and other leading media organizations across the globe. Their online Master of Arts in Sports Journalism builds podcasting, interviewing, and research skills needed in a changing media landscape right now. Students learn how to follow high professional standards as they tell nuanced stories about the sports we love. You don't need writing or broadcasting experience to start the program, just simply a passion for the profession. There's no application fee or graduate exam scores to apply, and you can complete the program in less than 2 years. Yes, less than 2 years. Get in touch with an enrollment advisor today at sbujournalism.com to learn how you can become a sports journalist and a Bonnie. That's sbujournalism.com. SBUjournalism.com. ML Sports Platter, back with you all over the major platforms. Download, subscribe, rate, and review as we are brought to you by our great friends over at Stanley Law Offices. Together, they'll work to get you the maximum reward. And a tip of the cap thank you as well to Bonnet Sales and Service, Rosie's Corner, Brewerton Ace Hardware, and Trey Waluski of Under Armour Golf. Hey, listen, you got to buy Under Armour Golf and other apparel direct from Trey Waluski and get your gear for wholesale, no middleman markup, and you can email him today, treypgasales@gmail.com. That's treypgasales@gmail.com. 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 A proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. Hey, cut the middleman out, save a ton of money, order in bulk today. Under Armour Golf and Other Apparel with Trey Waluski. Trey, T-R-E-Y, PGA Sales at gmail.com. Trey, PGA Sales at gmail.com. So I don't trust, let me say this first, I don't trust the long-term, you know, New York Yankees situation. I don't know if they can win in the postseason, if they can hit with men on base consistently. I know Juan Soto can do just about everything, right? He's carrying this team. I mean, he's an all-world generational player. They should have traded for him a couple of years ago and just signed him to a 10-year deal and never signed Aaron Judge and never brought in Giancarlo Stanton. I can go on and on with this stuff. If they didn't sign Giancarlo Stanton, and look, maybe you sign and keep Aaron Judge, but you don't do it the way they did. I mean, they let it get to free agency. They bet against him. He bet on himself. They ended up bidding against themselves, and it was unnecessary. What they should have done was, if you wanted to keep Aaron Judge, you should have known in 2017 or 18, okay, we want to keep him, we want to make him the face of the franchise. Just give him a friggin' contract then. They could have stolen him, you know, while he was under team control and had him around $100 to $150 million. Instead, they overpaid for him, and now it's like you might be stuck with this guy. That contract's going to turn pretty bad pretty quick, right? So here's where I'm at with this this team. Giancarlo Stanton blocks a roster in so many ways. Anthony Rizzo is just, they keep hanging on to this guy, and I don't understand why. There's so many different things that they've done and signings that prohibited them from the last 3 to 5 to 7 years from getting guys like Bryce Harper, JT Realmuto, right? Like all these different players. You know, a Manny Machado, a Freddie Freeman, whoever, and a bunch of different pitchers who could be very, very effective for this club, right? However, even though I don't believe in the long term of this team in terms of this year, we have to wait and see if Gerrit Cole is going to even come back and be effective like an ace. We don't know. We're still a couple months away from that. I am pleasantly surprised by this Yankee start. I'm recording this, and they're about 20-ish games into the season, okay? And you're going to hear, you know, this after the Tampa Bay series, and you're going to hear it, you know, with a couple of games in the Oakland series as well. So pay no mind to that. What I want to talk about in this podcast is Anthony Volpe. Because last year, you know, again, it is wildly unfair to just anoint him Jeter just because of the good looks, the position, and he hits right-handed, you know, from the area and all the rest. You know, it reminds you of things of Derek Jeter, but for anybody to compare him and basically anoint him the next Jeter is completely unfair. And it's completely unfair to do that to anybody, even if they have the look, you know, they have some of the same things, right? You know, qualities, some of a skill set. I mean, Anthony Volpe looked completely different than Derek Jeter last year, other than playing, you know, a pretty rock solid Gold Glove shortstop, you know, position. Other than that, there weren't a lot of Jeter, you know, rookie of the year things that you saw. He chased a lot of pitches. He had a poor batting average. You know, he kind of looked loosey-goosey at the plate. I mean, he's young, right? He was 21 years old. Like, what are you going to do? You know, so there were a lot of those things. And even though you might see traits and some different things, whatever, jumping to he's the next, you know, is wrong. If you want to say certain things, like, for example, Caleb Williams right now. Most people are not saying, oh, he's going to be the next Patrick Mahomes. That's not what they're saying. I feel like with Volpe, a lot of people, Yankee fans, Yankee people, media, what they jump to, well, there's the next Jeter. No. If you wanted to say, there's a couple things that remind me of Jeter, but he's not Jeter. Okay, now we're talking, right? That's what's happening with Caleb Williams as we approach the NFL draft. And again, there are some traits, but nobody is, oh, he's going to be the next Mahomes. I haven't heard that really from any, maybe a couple, but not like most. You know, the off-platform stuff, this, that, the, it reminds me a little bit of Mahomes. Not saying he is Mahomes, but he has some tricks. Okay, now we're talking, right? That was Volpe, sure. Yeah, of course. He's from the New York City area. He's right-handed, good-looking, right? Shortstop. Really, really, really good kid. Easy to coach and tutor. Sure, okay, now we're talking. Some traits remind you of Jeter. Okay, now we're talking. But this year, he looks completely different as a baseball player. The fielding has actually gotten better. He made some plays in Toronto that he just makes look really easy going to his right. I mean, the ball is on the downward, you know, trajectory, you know, bouncing off the turf and going down hard. And he just quickly goes up with a scoop, takes it, and rifles it across his body. Wicked strong arm, tremendous slick glove. And it's like he makes that look like a routine play. That is not a routine play. And I forget who hit it. I think it was Vlad Guerrero. It's not routine. He made it look so easy. And he does that going to the middle. Now, we haven't seen him go to the middle and then do the twirl Jeter throw. We haven't seen that. We haven't seen the jump throw. But don't worry about it, Anthony Volpe. You don't need to do that because you're your own baseball player, right? So the fielding has actually gotten a little bit better than last year. Hard to believe. Where I want to discuss Anthony Volpe is his hitting play, how he's doing it, his approach, and a heck of a lot more. That's going to come up here next on the ML Sports Platter, brought to you by Bonnet Sales and Service, CH Insurance, and Burn Dairy. Head on over to Burn Dairy today. Gas up your vehicle at participating locations at Burn Dairy. Chocolate milk for the kids, and you can pick up the coffee and donuts as well. Burn Dairy, it's all good in and around central New York. They've also got an awesome array of breakfast sandwiches, lunch items like pizza and wraps, right? A bunch of hot and cold food. You can get that for dinner as well. Hot and cold prepared food, you name it, it's there at Burn Dairy. A great selection, you know, of your beer and seltzers as well. Plus, you have the opportunity to sign up for a bunch of rewards at Burn Dairy as well. Burn Dairy around central New York, a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. It's all good at Burn Dairy. And a tip of the cap, thank you as well to friends of the program, the Swan and Whitaker families, Bob Lindsley and Daryl Abert. Anthony Volpe, he looks different at the plate. Let's discuss that next here on the ML Sports Platter. MLSP back with you, brought to you by Ken's Auto Detailing and Rosie's Corner. Stop by every week at Rosie's, Route 11 in Burton, if you're in and around Central New York for Fish Friday. So, Anthony Volpe, right from the shoot, the guy looked completely different. His hands, you can see the change. He looks more balanced. He's not just losing his swing. It's not loose. It's more compact. He's hitting it to all fields. He's already had, as I record this, remember the Yankees started in Houston, right? He's already had 5 multi-hit games. As I record this, he's hitting 324. As I record this, for a shortstop, he's already got 8 RBI. He has 2 homers. He's got a 880 plus OPS, which is 38th in Major League Baseball, which is outstanding for a shortstop, right? He's already proved that he can hit the ball everywhere, right? And it's the overall, I think, not just, you know, the typical simple stuff that you can look at, but it's the confidence and it's the wherewithal and it's also the eye at the plate. And I got to tell you, I mean, I think Juan Soto's helping all these guys, because I think Juan Soto, you know, he's a Latin leader in the clubhouse, but every single time he goes up there, he is teaching guys, taking pitches, the eye. You know, you can see him in the dugout talking to teammates and talking to coaches and hitting instructors, and he is breaking down pitches like you wouldn't believe. It is remarkable. And being a Latin leader for guys like, you know, Gleyber Torres and Cabrera and all the rest, fine. But he's also setting an example at the plate, how unbelievably cerebral he is, his eye, how to work a count, how to spray it all over the place, force the pitcher to give you what you want. He's doing that, and that's not just for Latin players. That's for everybody, young, old. He's teaching Aaron Judge. And so I think Anthony Volpe's getting a little bit of that as well. But Anthony Volpe's swing changes have been well-documented in the offseason and into the first 20 or so games as I record this in the season. But, you know, what do they really look like, right? Remember the important dates in the timeline. October 1st, 2023, right? Final day of the regular season. And Volpe entered that day on a 4-game hitting streak, right? 1 hit in 6 of his last 8 games. But the 23rd one, 2-hit game against Boston, right? Volpe entered the rubber match of the series against the Royals. He was sitting second behind LeMahieu. No Judge, Stanton, Torres, or Rizzo, right? He lined a heater to right field. Struck out on an off-speed pitch way out of the zone in the other at-bats, flew out, and then ended the season, you know, with an average of just above 200. Strikeout rate was high, tied for 12th highest in all of MLB at almost 28%. He could not hit off-speed pitches. He couldn't do a lot of things, right? And there were fans who were out there, disheartened, unsatisfied, use whatever you want, right? Because the 21-year-old, right, the new Yankee shortstop, young, we thought he was poised, right? All the Derek Jeter comparisons and all the rest, right? So then it was, got to make adjustments, got to do this. Down the stretch, tried to make adjustments more and more and more. Could not make sizable differences. Couldn't do it. Couldn't find a stride. And then, obviously, the Yankees hire James Rousen as the team's hitting coach in November. And, you know, he had fulfilled some roles for different big league clubs, right? Hitting coach for the Cubs, the Twins, bench coach for the Marlins, assistant hitting coach for the Tigers. Comes into the organization, cerebral dude. A lot of experience. Great relationship with Aaron Judge, who he worked with as Yankees minor league hitting coordinator from 2008 to 11 and 14 to 16, right? And so you had kind of a familiar face, but kind of a new face at the same time, to Volpe at least, and an entire offseason to make adjustments. And, you know, you can see the differences, big time. You can see them a lot. The balance, the control, the hands, right? And all the improvements at the plate are coming because of the changes he made to his swing throughout spring training and into the new season. You know, he's flattened the bat path. You hear that all the time. It's not as wild. It's not as loose. It's flat. Gerrit Cole, he mentioned it. You know, he mentioned it on a Yes Network broadcast. Quote, "I see a flatter bat path, but I think more so, I see a mind that's constantly trying to get better and chewing up as much information as he can. So a swing change or plane change is a product of who he is as a person." Bingo. You know? I mean, what's it mean? Flattening the bat path? You don't swing the same every single time. Right? Not every hitter swings the same, and not every hitter swings the same all the time against pitchers, like individually, right? Judge's swings different than Volpe's, and Volpe inside a count swings differently maybe against pitches than a Stanton or a Rizzo or a Judge or a Soto, right? But Volpe has done a really unbelievable job at, you know, leveling things out and flattening things out, right? Now, you think about swing paths, you think about a Freddie Freeman, you think about Shohei, you think about, you know, those chicken wing things where the elbow, you know, you look at everything's in and then just really leveled, right? And Freddie Freeman's going to the Hall of Fame. Swing path has worked for him. And, you know, there's risks to every swing, no question. But when you look at the angle toward the ground, the angle that he uses, you look at the way he levels some things out, and then you look at the way he works certain counts, you know, he's hit off-speed stuff better. He's hit cutters better. You know, top of the zone, bottom of the zone. He's done it all, right? And he's handled the heat, the off speeds, and there's just a different look to him. And the pitches that last year ate him up, like off speed and cutters, you know, he's taken advantage of pitches in hitters' counts, getting into better counts, and then he can either pull it, he can hit it the other way, however it works, and he's getting the pitcher, you know, to have to come to him, you know? He's working the count. And it's really, really impressive to see this immediate adjustment, right? There's no doubt about it. And the hands, the tangible control of the strike zone, you know, it's been terrific to see. No doubt about it. You know, he's got his back elbow closer to his body on inside pitches. You know, last year, Volpe's swing was longer because the arms were, you know, more extended from the body. But when you look at all the videos and all the refs, like, he's got the elbow tighter to the hip, his hands are different, and he limits a lot of unwanted extra movement of the bat through the zone. More level, more controlled, not as loose. You know, in Arizona, there's a lot of video that was taken out from out there, and his left arm is extended, but the right arm's closer to the hip. And he uses the hips more to drive through the ball. You know, you see the hands more controlled. The whole thing has been excellent to see. You know, and so far he's had a really, really big breakout season. And we'll see if it continues. Baseball's hard. It's hard to sustain. You know, it's a game where you foul most of the time. But Anthony Volpe has turned things around big time compared to last year. And when you put that with his Gold Glove shortstop situation, The Yankees might just have something here. This is why you play guys, you see what they can do, and you give them time. ML Sports Platter, brought to you by Ken's Auto Detailing, Liverpool Physical Therapy, Burn Dairy, Rosie's Corner, and our great friends over at Stumbling Monkey Brewing Company. Log on today to stumblingmonkeybeer.com. Hey, if you live in and around the great city of Rochester, right there on School Street in Victor, New York, a nice little suburb of Ra-Cha-Cha. You can go in and get the IPAs, the Amber Ale, the Red Ale, the Seltzers, and they're always bringing out new creations as well. Spring and summer, it's time to head on out to Stumbling Monkey Brewing Company. Have yourself a pint of beer outside and enjoy the big games on the big screens and live music and events as well. Stumbling Monkey Brewing Company is the official brewery of the ML Sports Platter. As I always tell you, enjoy the games.
At CH Insurance, your family is our family. We take pride in protecting you, your loved ones, and the things that matter most with the best personal coverage at the best premium. From home and auto insurance to boat, motorcycle, renter's insurance, CH finds the exact coverage you need without breaking the bank.
They believe in their community and care about those they do business with. I have both personal and business policies with CH, and there's never a doubt they're in my corner.
CH Insurance, in your corner, every day, every way.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.